Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, Nicole is supposed to work in fashion. The place to buy clothes is not on the Santa Monica Pier.
It's so expensive.
It's shit.
It's a tourist trap.
Y'all, it's the worst shit in the world. What? This, you are a fashion designer living in Los Angeles, one of the fashion capitals of the world, and you're showing him clothes from fucking Beach Mama. Sand Daddies.
Bahama Mamas.
Yes.
It would be Bahama Mamas or something like that. No, it's really bad.
The Sailor's Closet.
Y'all, that shirt with that bikini that they probably tried on was $75.
It was so expensive. It was so expensive.
Yeah, if you're going to buy souvenirs, remember the rule is at least 5 miles from the beach. They get $10 more expensive the closer you get to the beach.
They're more expensive than on Hollywood Boulevard.
I would say so. And that's very expensive. Y'all, don't go to Hollywood Boulevard. It's the worst place in the world.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Ooh. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To
it's reality gates. Let's love.
Think so.
Maybe there are war-torn regions of like the Sudan and things like that, or Syria.
At least women have rights on Hollywood Boulevard.
Do they?
Do they? That's actually debatable. That's debatable.
Does any woman have rights in this country? I would say this. Walk along the Walk of Fame. Just have your Uber driver drop you off for like 15 minutes. See the Walk of Fame. Leave. If you're doing that, that's as much as you ever need to see Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, if you have kids, you can go to that Ghirardelli store by the Disney Theater or go see a movie to El Capitan.
That's a thing. Those Ghirardelli stores are everywhere.
My nephew thought that was like, we took him when he was like 10 years old and he came to visit me when he was 20. Well, no, for them, you got to think of,
he was
10 years old. He had never seen he said at the time, he's like, this is the best vacation ever. Cause he loved all of the big buildings and everything.
Yeah. Well, the Ghirardelli store was his favorite thing?
No, it was just the whole experience of Hollywood Boulevard and all of that. And then, but he was like 9 and so.
Yeah. That's a better time to go.
We went back when he was like 20, he came to visit, and the girl he was dating at the time, thank God he got rid of her. I love his wife. She's amazing. But he went to Hollywood Boulevard, and then he said, let's go.
Where's this going?
He came back, and he went, I said, well, what did you think of Hollywood Boulevard? He went, what a dump.
Yeah. Smells like pee.
Yeah, it wasn't what I remembered.
This is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze. That made me laugh.
That was a weird start. But I...
Why?
I don't know. We just... It took us a long time to get there.
We got on a tangent really quickly.
This is reality gaze. I'm Poodle.
And I'm Maddie.
We talk
Maddie?
About... reality.
I'm Maddie.
Maddie? We talk about reality television, 90 Beyonce, other terrible things.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, this is a part one of our Happily Ever After coverage. We will be doing a part two.
In Boston, live!
In Boston, live. So we apologize for the delay.
On April 3rd.
We got to talk about a show.
Yeah. So that being said, if you feel a Carl's Wife vibe and go, Carl, where's my part two? It normally comes out on Monday. Mm-hmm. Remember, the gays told you part two is going to be on a live show on Wednesday night, April 3rd in Boston. So you don't need to look for it until probably Thursday.
And if you fast forwarded through the announcements, because you're one of those people who doesn't like them, I'm going to read you for fucking filth and say, did you listen to the announcements?
I'm going to post, if someone in our Facebook group posts, actually, normally our mods say they decline it so people won't come for them. I'm going to say, you put that up there as a badge of shame. We're going to hang you in the fucking town square.
Shame, yes.
There is very little that motivates people like public shaming. Bring it back.
All right. We're going to not entertain that.
They knew what they were doing. The pilgrims knew. Put them in the pillory.
We're going to be like Ellen on Joey and Ellen's I Think Not show when she shamed all the people that don't listen to her podcast.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious.
That, y'all, we went to the I Think Not live show on Tuesday night. At the Bourbon Room in beautiful Hollywood Boulevard.
On beautiful Hollywood Boulevard.
But the east side of it.
It was actually a really great theater.
Yeah. I love that space.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make fun of it too much because we might play there.
I'm not making fun of it. I liked it. I just like to call it the Bourbon Room.
It does kind of make sense that we would do a show on Hollywood Boulevard. That does track.
Yeah, it does track. I will say this now. They're not paying us to hawk their live shows, but if you like I Think Not and their stuff, and you're thinking, I don't know if I want to pay to see a live show, how good could it be? They tear it down. Y'all, I have high standards for live entertainment.
We both left inspired.
They sang. They actually danced.
We danced with a question mark. No, they did moves. I didn't know bodies could do that. I guess most dancers can, but we can't.
I think they have a background in dance, both of them.
They do
both
things with their
both
hips.
Both of them are movers. Both of them are definitely movers.
We should take dance classes.
No, we shouldn't. I think that's something you learn in your 20s to develop the body vocabulary. And I think it's much harder to develop the actual body vocabulary in your mid 40s.
You did learn your Dance of the Seven Veils when you were 19.
Yeah, and I asked for the head of John the Baptist too, and I got it.
Every time. Every time. Anyway, so go see them.
That fool.
We love them. Thank you for inviting us. Also,
definitely go see them. Go see them.
Thank you to Podcast Movement. We both had a great time there. We did a panel there with Mary Payne of Pink Shade and DocuSweeties, and moderated by the wonderful Kate Casey,
who threw down a gauntlet. I loved it. It was like I was like, I'm motivated after this.
She was great. It was wonderful. Our friend Damona did a keynote. Anyway, it was wonderful.
And you were on stage with Amy Poehler.
I was. I was. We got to do an improv bit together, that which we definitely will have probably by now on our social media. You can see it was pretty awesome. So I should also say we're recording this early, but I will say by the time you're listening to this, come at me, Country Bays, because I'm very excited about Beyonce's album. This is what I meant to bring up too. So it's tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow.
So it's would you say Country Bays?
But Beyonce. I know they're called different.
Bees.
They're called bees, but yes.
Beehive.
I'm very excited. She's singing with Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton. Wow.
I didn't know she had duets with those.
Yes. She calls her Dolly.
I knew Dolly Parton. I didn't know Willie Nelson.
She is covering Jolene. The rumor is Miley Cyrus, and also there's a rumor that she's going to do something with the Chicks, because that's the reason this all started, is when the Chicks invited her to the CMA Awards.
To do Daddy Lessons.
Yeah. Because it was so – they just did not – she was treated so horribly for that. Anyway, I'm very excited.
Has the track listing come out yet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it official? Like, but we just don't know who's on what.
We don't know who's on what.
It's very exciting.
She is doing Jolene.
That we know.
Yeah, that we
Dolly Parton.
So, it's like gay and country. You know, my favorite thing's coming together.
I don't often say this, but I think that girl's got something.
I think she's going to go far.
I think that lady's got some legs. I think that Beyonce.
I think she's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I think she's got some longevity.
Anyway, so
yeah.
Anything else, Poodle?
I know. I was just gonna say, y'all. Our first three live shows are happening in next couple days. We're packing up the hat boxes, packing up the costumes. I just got. I'm not gonna say what it is, even though I desperately want to tell
Stop
you.
Stop it.
Everything in me wants to blab about everything, but I'm not going to. I just tried on one of my costumes for the New York show, and I'm dying.
Oh, it's disgusting. We also have our posters of the If You Can Dream It artwork, so we'll have signed copies of those for you to buy. Also, Sissies, your YouTube Live will be Easter.
Y'all, Boston on April 3rd. New York City at the Gramercy on April 5th, and Washington, D.C. on April 6th. We're really excited to see you guys there. We can't wait. I think I've mentioned before, Boston is Happily Ever After Season 8, Episode 3, Part 2. That's the Happily Ever After. And then I think we've been saying this, but I'm saying it because I'm still getting DMs about it. So y'all, when I'm still getting DMs, I'm still going to keep fucking talking about it. The show on
the 5th
Friday,
New York City.
The New York City show will be a single life show. I think it's part 3 of that tell all. And we'll be joined by I Think Not. And y'all, the Saturday DC show. We're doing Seeking Sister Wife.
And Mary Payne from Pink Shade
Mary
will
Payne
be there.
And Mary Payne will be there.
Yes. So
Mary Payne will have a lot to say about this episode. It's episode 5. Season 5, episode 5.
Yes. So
very exciting.
Very exciting.
And we'll have more to talk about as the live show goes on. I promise those dates are coming. It's imminent.
Tickets are still available in our Linktree.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we do have the Solo Sissy stickers. They look amazing. So you'll have those if you're a Solo Sissy. It's so ironic that I Think Not actually did a very similar thing too. We didn't talk about this collectively. We just both did it independently.
We're on the
same
wavelength.
We are. We love them. But yes, if you're a Solo Sissy, no worries. You come to the show, you just pop a little sticker to let somebody know you're there alone and you'd like to make friends. And if you want to be a poodle and don't talk to anybody, you don't have to wear a sticker. That's fine.
You can sit over there and get drunk by yourself and have a great night.
Exactly.
Take home one of the other sissies' husbands.
No.
Why not? It's all fair in love and war. All fair in love and live shows.
All right. Are you done?
Like Jolene, y'all, take them just because you can.
Yeah, you're more like Holene.
I'm done.
Okay, so our YouTube Live In April will be 1 hour because we're not doing one on March because y'all, Sunday is Easter. Y'all going to be busy.
The big Jesus come shot. It's the big one for the whole year.
Happy Easter. This show's airing on Sunday.
It is.
Happy Easter.
What is that?
From the Easter parade. You don't know that song?
I do know Easter. Da, I didn't da, know. Da, 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 da. Is
Happy
that the
Easter?
Intro?
Happy Easter. When they're walking. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just never hear the intro.
I really love that movie. When he does the dance. Isn't that
I
where
think I've only
dance?
Seen it once.
Well, isn't that where Fred Astaire does the dance with all the musical instruments in the music shop? And it's amazing.
I think so. I thought
it's
you were going to
so
say,
good.
Isn't that the movie where Fred Astaire does the dance? And I was going to be like, honey, that's all of them.
It's all of them.
It's kind of what he did.
It's kind of what he did. I loved Fred Astaire when I was a little boy. Loved him.
Yeah. If your little boy loves Fred Astaire, he's either going to be a great tap dancer or gay.
That's why I begged. It's because of him why I begged my mother to let me take tap dancing class.
And what'd she say?
Oh, honey, your father won't let you do that. He's already letting you sing. Isn't that enough?
Y'all, if we would have been supported as little boys, I
would have won a Tony by now. So
I
would you.
I cannot tell you what I would have done.
I would have won a fucking Tony. You
now
would have
I
won a Tony.
Would have been
you
boring.
Would have fucked, you would have fucked Cheyenne Jackson, already had an affair.
So, yeah, who knows what we could have done?
Who knows?
I could have been a contender.
Can't tell my parents because they'll just say, well, I did the best I could.
I guess I was a terrible mother. Come on. I tried, Jay Bird. I tried. I bought you those shorts, and they call them culottes.
Every time I hear Evergreen, I just feel like a bad mother.
She really did try. She just wasn't equipped. God
wasn't equipped.
Damn it. There
okay.
should really be a class for Southern mothers or just anybody. You should take a class on what to do if you think you have a gay son. And here's how to act.
I think it's called PFLAG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. PFLAG's a great organization, sissies. If you then
but I'm saying I think this class should be mandatory. People can go mm-hmm. to PFLAG because they actually have questions already. They should have to take this.
We want to send our love to Baltimore. We know this has been this last week was a rough week for y'all. Yeah. So we're thinking of you. And just on a personal note too, like it really is, things are blowing up in Oklahoma City regarding this next situation. And a lot of protests in schools, a lot of talk. So but LGBT people.
Good protests.
Yes. So we just want to let people know that, especially our Oklahoma sissies, we're thinking of you. There's an Oklahoma subgroup. If you're in Oklahoma and you need support with that and you're feeling overwhelmed with that, you can join that Facebook subgroup.
Well, let's not mince words here, y'all. The politics and the lawmakers have created this atmosphere where things mm-hmm. like that have been allowed to happen. Mm-hmm. That's why people are upset. This was literally, literalmente, aided by politicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Again, the blood of that child is on their hands.
Amen.
Amen. So anyway, we just want to acknowledge that, but hopefully now we can take a little bit of time and let go of our troubles for an hour or so. And who are we talking about first, Poodle?
Gino and Jasmine.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, This was probably the darkest segment I've ever seen from Gino and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
You screwed up my life.
I gotta say,
don't criticize me.
Gino was such a fucking dick.
Yeah, this is rough. Well, here's the thing. They're not speaking the same language. She's in so much constant hurt, and what he is taking from what she was saying is he's a failure. You're a failure. And all he could do was to not be able to tolerate that. If both of them could have altered their language, it would have been a completely different thing. But Jasmine has to blame.
I got to say, though, I didn't think she was that blaming at first in the conversation because he, Gino says, are you doing okay? And I went, of course she's not doing okay. Yeah. Instead of Gino needs therapy would be good for them because Gino is not good at saying like, you know, honey, I know this is really terrible and hard. What is there something I can do to help you in this moment or whatever?
No, I agree with you. I think though, was when she says the first thing out of her mouth is it all of this could have been avoided if you had an attorney. And he says, I missed one thing. And then she says the next thing out of her mouth is you screwed up my life.
She did say that.
So it's like she goes from zero to ultimate shame. So my thing is, how do you get out of that instead of defending yourself?
I guess I didn't bother because I don't think a lot of what it's not healthy, but I think a lot of what she's saying is not wrong. Because this guy was so stubborn and didn't do this, but like she says later, I mean, they both did the paperwork. So
yeah.
I guess, or I don't know. I think she had to be involved in the paperwork as well. I don't know.
Here's the thing. She's as involved as she wants to be when it suits her. And then when something goes wrong, she can blame Gino for it. So
it was just, you know, he said, I feel bad. And she just says, I don't want any more mistakes. And she said, I know you can have good intentions. But that's where she said she screwed up my life. And he said, that's a strong statement.
Yes, and it is.
But it is shocking that Jasmine is saying, we're hiring a lawyer. And she said, we're hiring a lawyer. And he said,
don't criticize me.
I busted my ass. Don't criticize me. And I'm like, "What? This is way too defensive. Calm the fuck down. Like,
yeah.
I understand, but I don't know.
What you're doing, though, I understand what you're saying, but what he is hearing is, Gino, you're a failure. Gino, you're a failure. And yes, she's in a really, really horrible place right now.
Yes.
And it is really easy to get blaming and to make him feel just as bad as she does. Mm-hmm. But I think he's upset because she's not taking any responsibility for... This is the thing. She let him do it all. Mm-hmm. So, and probably he did say, oh, I got it handled.
But she said she didn't want to. She wanted to get an attorney from the get-go.
Yeah, that's true.
He never wanted to do it. So I think what bugs me too is that you shouldn't take any abusive words or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. But there are moments when you're in a couple where sometimes your partner is not able to be their best self right now. Are they in more pain than you are?
Yeah.
And it was just – it felt like Gino had no empathy to her towards
that. I agree with you.
That's what it is that bothered me so much.
Yeah. I don't know if he has that ability. I don't know. I don't know if he can say – I don't know if he knows what to say.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
And he doesn't know how to handle when someone is really emotional because he rarely gets there.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, she starts to cry and saying, you promised. And Gino says, I don't have enough money for a lawyer. And then because of the wedding and how costly it was, we cannot afford a lawyer. And that's when Jasmine says, she said, what kind of evil person are you?
That was a lot.
Because now y'all were off and running. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of thing, and I think, I would question, words really hurt, but I don't know. I think Jasmine probably throws this kind of stuff around a lot. She definitely does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But she's verbally abusive.
I don't want to undermine kind of, or I don't want to just gloss over what she's saying. Later on, she says, there's a lack of validation. I wrote down, there's a lack of validation for both of them on both sides for what the other has done.
Mm-hmm.
She can't validate what he did to get her here.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't validate the pain that she's going through.
Yeah, because she's begging him. It is sad to watch.
It's the biggest problem in their marriage. There are a lot, but this is the biggest one. And Jasmine says, this is when Jasmine basically goes, And this is, if I were Gino, this is what I couldn't handle. So we're not on the same page. I don't think I can survive this. Jasmine says, you're an ass. I wish I'd never met you. And this then goes into a complete meltdown. And
I will divorce you and go back to Panama. Yeah. And then Gino says his mom, he's like, you're blaming me, but you should blame yourself. And Jasmine completely crumbles and because she says, I am blaming myself.
God, that's why this was so bad. Hard to watch.
And that's a little bit like, Gino, can you not see that? We all saw that. We all saw her beating herself up.
And y'all,
his response to that was like, it's not fair. That's bullshit. Even when she's saying like, maybe it's the edit, but it just felt like no words of comfort from that guy. Sorry, I keep pounding. No, it bugged me.
You're right. I guess
she wasn't great either.
To me, it felt like normally he kind of just listens and lets her spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I think that's what you're responding to. This time he actually kind of pushed back.
Yeah, that's true.
And she says she does this shit all the time, y'all. And he just kind of goes, that's not nice to say. And he did not validate her and did not say, I'm sorry.
He did not at all.
Did
he ever say, I'm sorry for doing that?
I don't know. I did not notice it in that. I was seeing too much. And this is why I thought, Jasmine, this is like, you know, they're in their relationship. She acts this way, so he will actually feel sorry for her and soften. And she says, and this is what's so interesting, he does not do that this time. And Jasmine says, I have never seen this side of Gino before because he refused to capitulate.
He did.
And so that's why I was seeing it less of him not caring, but just going, I'm not going to take the bait this time the way it normally does.
Mm.
I don't think it seemed cruel. It did seem cruel. But I think he was trying to break the cycle.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe this is not the time to do it.
I get what you're saying. It seems cruel in this instant, but when you look at it, the totality of the relationship, it tracks. Yeah,
I think they have a very unhealthy communication style. that's the understatement of the year.
Yeah, I think so too.
I wonder. If Jasmine has ever been with someone with a communication style like she does, where you scream and you...
I bet so.
And because I'm surprised, if so, I would not be surprised if there was domestic violence in her past.
Yeah.
Because if two people are going at each other like that, things just burn.
It's a volcano eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an eruption. Yeah.
Anyway, let's speak it.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about a happier couple.
Really?
No.
Oh, by the way, this title, and I realize I got the title of this episode.
Thank you.
And I realized the pattern, by the way. This episode is called Snow White and the Seven Chores.
Seven Chores. That's funny.
So remember, this is all fairy tale because last week was the Princess and the Pea Brain, and then Unhappily Ever After, or something like that. So this is all going to be, which is great because we're doing the If You Can Dream It tour, which is kind of fairy tale-y, which you'll see out there.
It's definitely fairy when we do it. Definitely got that.
There's a theme in the tour this year, y'all. Woo! I'm so excited and scared, like Little Red.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, he walks out, and we'll move on to
goes in the car.
Yeah. Later, Nicole and Miss Mood.
Oh, Miss Mood. She finally let him get some sleep, and they wake up the next day, and she's doing what Americans do, filling him full of sugar.
Empty calories and sugar, and it's their first morning together. As she said, yeah, he didn't wear his PJs last night. He didn't wear anything, but it ended well. And I went, bleh. I don't know why it makes me, it
it's
grosses
weird
me out.
Thinking of because Miss Mood, it's weird. Think of their bodies writhing together and just like just the pounding. Like him, is he on top? Is he on bottom? Just like
I two just skeletons pounding and writhing like, each other. Just bone slapping against bone. Yeah.
Like their neighbors are going, is someone applauding somewhere?
Just two crash test dummies hitting each other.
Yes. That is.
She gives him a donut. He's like, I like these donuts. I fully think that she's trying. I've said this before. This is such a revenge tour. And she is trying to give him a version of America that is so far from his experience, and she's trying to make him fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Donuts could not be further from the food he ate in Egypt for breakfast.
It's pretty astounding.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
When you think about the lack of empathy she is having for him.
Yeah.
Or sympathy, whatever word you want to
use. In a new place. In a new place without his family.
When she did it twice.
But that's the thing.
She's done it. Like
she, her version of this is, I hope when he's being in the country, he'll see how hard it was for me. It, which is the opposite of empathy. This is revenge. This is teaching. It's so awful.
It's really awful. It's
she might, and I think I'm saying this because she looks harmless, like the way she presents, but she's the eternal victim. She might be one of my least favorite cast members we've ever covered, and that's saying something. There's something about her that I think what she does is she's low key just destroying people. I can't stand her.
I think she's very unhappy and doesn't like it when other people are happy. Point made in this episode. So he says he feels better. He slept. Of course, he's going to miss Egyptian food.
He's like, we ate falafel, cheese, eggs, makshi. I had makshi one time. I think that's when they. What is it? I think that's like vegetables that have like rice in it or something like that.
Mm.
But anyway, he's just like, but I'm gonna try. So they're going to the Santa Monica Pier, and he's like, I'm gonna take my prayer rug because I'm gonna have my religious life just like I had in Egypt. That's not gonna change, y'all. Put a pin in that. She is going to she's going to let him do it, but slowly she'll try to find a way for him not to get that too. She needs him to be a fish out of water.
Agreed.
She needs that.
Agreed.
So,
they're at the beach. She's like, I took my country for granted, so I love it here now. She's like, there's so many choices. I'm like, good for you, Nicole. Sure.
What an asshole.
So Miss Mood, they're shopping for clothes, and she does keep checking in on him like, are you having a good time? Are you having a good time?
It's my least favorite thing about her.
It's day one, and so it's just, let him sit. Let him be.
Let him process.
Let him miss home.
Well, the thing is, that are you having a good time? Are you doing that? Is reminding him that he has to perform for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because otherwise she'll feel sad that he's not assimilating the way she wants him to.
Mm-hmm.
And it also makes her feel good because she is on the surface doing this as a good gesture for them. She's like, and I care about him, and I know he misses his family, but y'all, it's so low key. It's low key hurtful. And maybe she's aware of it. Maybe she's even not. It's hard to watch though.
It is hard to watch. It feels like she also too has completely unrealistic expectations, not only about their relationship, but also him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's part of a bigger picture.
Later on, she is showing him the bikini shirt. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I will kill myself before I wear that.
It's a little dramatic.
Yes. But y'all, that's Miss Mood with her licorice wrist. She's cack, cack, a lack, cack, 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 cack
all around that shop.
She is cackalacking. And she says, you know how hard it was for me. I know what it's like. She tries to say, I know what it's like. If there's anything that I can do to make your life better, let me know. Put a pin in that for 5 minutes.
It's so disingenuous.
For five fucking minutes.
It's so disingenuous.
It's very disingenuous.
So, and she, y'all, she reminds everyone in her, in the moment, the, and that, I think production despises her. So I think she's going to get a really horrible edit this season.
Well, I don't know if they talk about the DV charges.
But that happened after the filming.
Of the tell-all, though, too?
But the DV
stuff.
Oh,
you have to edit this season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the tell-all will be different. We'll see.
Yeah. So, y'all, she says every single time, she says, I did this before, too. And it's basically like, he's going to realize how hard this was, but I'm going to be the one who checks in on him. But I'm still going to be putting him in situations that are so unfamiliar.
And I want him to know how hard it was.
Yeah. And I'm kind of help things along by getting my Garden of Earthly Delights shower curtain and the naked woman. Mm-hmm. And the showing up with an open stomach at the airport. Everything. I'm gonna kind of help him along the way to complete hysteria. So the next thing is, if you think things are going well, just wait a bit. Nicole says, she's like, I want him to be so excited like I am. And I want him to feel comfortable. So they're walking on the pier. He's like, what's that? She's like, oh, it's just seagulls. And like, he's missing his family. And this, did you notice when she said this? She says, you haven't smiled today at all.
Okay.
I would respond, are you cataloging my expressions?
I kind of wanted to say, are you new? Because when have we ever seen Miss Mood smile?
He does smile, but it's usually a nervous smile.
Yes.
When she wants something from him. Anyway, y'all, they see a Muslim woman in purple and
who's wearing a hijab.
Is wearing a hijab. And basically she goes, you like that? The purple? You stopped dead in your tracks and looked at her.
Now, what did you see when you saw that?
I don't think I saw what she was saying. I don't think that moment was maybe it just wasn't captured for me.
I went back and watched it again.
What did you see?
I saw someone who just landed in the U.S. and went, oh, there's someone like me. Someone who has something in common with me.
Yeah. Someone who has the religion in common with me.
Yes. The way someone would look at someone if they come to L.A., if they're queer and they see like two women holding hands. They go, yeah. Oh, that's somebody like me. That's what I saw.
I think you're right.
And I think that's – I actually – instead – what she could have used that as like, see, what's his name? Miss Mood. See, Mahmood, this is there are Muslims that live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Just fine and have happy lives and are able to live their life.
But instead,
all she saw was, I'm not going to be a Muslim woman for him. No.
Him a complete projection of her own inadequacy for him. And she basically
took her right back to that swimsuit.
Used it to blame him. She's like, if you want an Arab woman, go get one.
And then they're like,
maybe I'm not Muslim enough.
They're kind of standing by the pier and he kind of doesn't know what to expect. And she just says, if you want to be a womanizing person, I'll put your ass on a plane and send you back to Egypt.
And there we are. That's the real Nicole, y'all.
So now she owns him.
There you go. The mast slipped. And I promise you, this is the person. This is her.
That is her. She's very, this is someone who's very... Now, woo! Look, I know we're coming. It's not worth anything, allegedly, of what's happened to her. So we're not saying
these
that
things are completely different.
God, this woman has so much anger. Yeah. Something. This woman has, and we can't play what's their trauma because we don't know yet. Also, too, I want to say
there's at least 10.
Yeah, but I think she was probably physically abused as a child.
I think you're right.
If not emotionally and or sick. Like, I think this woman has a lot of abuse.
I think it is a rich bouillabaisse.
Sadly.
Of trauma that has all kinds of shit thrown in it. And it would curl everyone's hair to listen.
Yes. I also want to say, straight people be crazy, y'all. Straight people be crazy. Because gay people, if you're walking down a pier holding hands or whatever, and you see some hot guy doing gym exercises, both you and your boyfriend are going to stare at that man and talk about how hot he is.
Me and the guy I'm seeing do it all the time.
Share the experience.
and think about asking him to be our third.
Yes, if I know lesbian couples walking down the street and they see some big titty mama or whatever they like, and they're like, hey, babe, look at her. She's like, oh, wow. And then they invite her to an Indigo Girls concert. Like, that shit just happens.
Yeah, drum circle.
Mm-hmm. Straight people moon. Be crazy.
A moon cleansing ceremony. And then y'all, Miss Mood gets upset. And like always, that's when the licorice wrists start flipping out. And he goes, I'm done.
And he literally walks the runway. The pier.
Oh, Miss Mood.
Oh, Miss Mood. Miss Mood, Miss Mood, Miss Mood. Okay. Okay.
Oh, he wasn't just as awful. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, he's just as awful.
I'm trying not to defend him, but I hate, it's like when someone kicks an abused animal. It's like when someone that's what I don't like to see anyone manipulating and treating another person awfully, but that because that's what's happening on both their ways.
Like, he did it to her when she was in Egypt. So
and now it's time for the revenge tour.
Now it's time. Yeah. Okay. I am fucking here for Emily's family getting punked of having to throw a wedding last minute.
This is a good detail. This is a good detail. I'm glad we're off the kind of cringy dad saying Wakanda and Emily saying, I thought there'd be more animals here because I thought this was the Lion King.
Yes, that was dumb. That was dumb.
They
are driving and I would freak out too if I was driving this. Poodle, you would be a nervous wreck driving something like this.
I'm not saying it's the same, but when we were in smaller towns in China, there are no real rules. Now here there are no lanes. So everyone's just driving. It looks like bedlam.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the same way, at least people are paying attention. It's not like in Los Angeles where no one is paying attention to their driving. They're on their phones or...
That's true.
I don't know. Because that's the biggest problem in Los Angeles is no one's paying any fucking attention.
That is true.
Yeah. And pedestrians just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, they do. And everybody's on their fucking phone here. I guess that's America. Maybe not New York or Chicago.
We have more... I don't know if you heard about this. Los Angeles has more pedestrian deaths than murders.
We do. That's why all those fucking things in the bike lanes that they're doing now, that's why they're doing all that shit. Because it's our fault.
To be fair, y'all, pedestrians are aggressive as fuck. Remember, I was taught by my mother about this. Jay Bird, that's a two-ton car. That's going to win. You got to watch out for them because they want to run you down. They won't even think about it.
My mother wouldn't say two-ton, but she was like, that's a 2,000-pound hunk of steel coming at you.
Yeah. And these fuckers here, they just walk.
And now I wouldn't mind a 2,000-pound hunk of steel coming at me. Okay.
A new fuck machine. What I'm saying is, y'all, yes, pedestrians have the right of way, but you got to be careful.
You got to be careful. People don't, I got to say, I will say this, PS gay, do not look at your phone in a crosswalk.
Oh,
people
my God.
People do that all the time. And I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
You need to know. Because someone, if someone puts some plows through it, someone will hit you.
So I'm telling y'all, just please, if you're about to go walk off an intersection and you're crossing the street and you got your phone in your hand looking at something going, just remember, Maddie said wait. Poodle said stop, bitch. Whatever helps you, a Maddie or a poodle in your head telling you to wait or stop, bitch.
Yeah. I think also there is this idea, pedestrians in Los Angeles anyway, they're just rebels. They're just gonna, people who walk in this city, they're tough as fucking nails and they just don't give a fuck.
They don't give many fucks
anymore. No. But it's just like, you're taking your life in your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just please be careful is what I'm saying.
One thing that I think is good about them being in Cameroon, and Kobe talks about how it's nice to not be the sole black person, and now they're kind of getting looks
this
because
was
they're
such
white people.
This was so interesting. And he's like, now they – it's unlike Nicole Raggedy Ann saying, well, now he knows how I felt. It's completely the opposite where he's like – now he's like – They're being the only white people, and he's like, yeah, it's kind of like maybe they can understand what it's like feeling like I'm the only. But it's said with so much more empathy and mm-hmm. love.
Yeah, it's
very different.
Very different. I was talking to someone at Podcast Movement who she is black and she used to live in LA and moved somewhere else in the city, and we were just talking, and she brought up the fact like, yes, she said I live in a very liberal city, but it's pretty much just like. In dating, it's like white men. And so,
if you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It brought up the point of like,
what
I
do you
remember
mean she only she
like
she
there's
only
not
has-
a lot of black men for her to date. Whereas a black woman where she lives, and
oh,
not
in
a
her
lot
area,
of black people, and not
I
a
see.
Black. And so I'm bringing this up because I was that way too. Like now that I've lived in LA, like I'll go home to Oklahoma now, and I'll be in a restaurant with just white people, and that feels weird to me. So I tell people it's good to travel even just within the country, and I think it's going to be good for them to experience this just because they never have experienced this probably in Kansas.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I believe her mom and dad are good people. Like we,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. It, anyway,
I don't see that, sister. I hope that now they're having a wedding that sister's got to come over for the wedding and she's pissed.
Kobe basically says, now just so you know, there is kind of there's a small war going on.
A small war.
The country's not really, and we're not really stable. So there may be someone who checks our passports.
We can't stop on the side of the road because someone might jump out and steal our car.
I gotta say, I love the understatement.
I literally felt like at any point he was gonna say, "Have you heard of human trafficking, my boy?"
It is very, very Ronald coded.
It's very in that.
Have you heard of human trafficking, my boy? Coded.
Yes, it is.
People do get robbed here, and y'all, they get to where they're trying to get to with his family, and he's introducing them. He has 10 siblings, so there's a lot of people there. And they're
really sweet.
There's gifts. Emily is doing a little dance.
Yeah, they're singing.
Then Kobe's dad says, gives him a peace plant. And I start to cry because Kobe starts to cry. And he says, this is an honor. Why'd you have to make it gross? In honor of my father and mother, and he's like,
Emily's crying.
Yep.
The dads
hug each other.
Say what y'all want about them. They seem to be both really good families, and Emily and Kobe really love one another.
That I agree with.
It's very moving to see. And
yeah. I still have my problems with her, but you know.
I'm with Kiki with her. So they're all crying, and then and dad says thank you, and then the next morning they all wake up and Emily's talking to Coben, and she's like, "Did you get to play? You were playing with all your cousins." And I was like, "Oh, that's so awesome." That also, I thought, for her children to be, how great for her children, her young black children, to like be in a place where everyone looks like them.
Yeah.
Like, what? That was awesome.
To be in a place where they see relatives they've never seen.
Yes.
And be around people, who have the same background.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Cameroonian. Yeah.
Just imagine what would it have been like if you were like 5 years old and you like went to like some school where it's just all little gay boys.
All little gay boys. I would have never left.
Actually,
you know what? I would have been felt competitive.
Oh, God.
and needed to kill all of them.
You would have wanted to be the only gay boy.
Yes. And in game four.
Oh, my God. You really want to do the only gay in the village?
Yeah. Oh, God. He is such an Enneagram 4. Davit. I think, you know, and the joke of that village is everyone's gay.
Everyone's gay. Yeah.
I think they're going to wind up being the fun, heartwarming story of, did I say heartwarming? Like, yeah,
heartwarming.
Like, sorry, your dog has heartworms. Like,
and then because they had a hat-a-tark. Same time. Hat-a-tark.
So Kobe drops it. He was talking to his father last night, and he's like, well, the dad says, his father says,
well, they bring it up the night before. He says, hey, we might have to have a wedding.
I think we have to have a traditional wedding because you're not really married. At least we don't have our traditional customs.
Yes. And Lisa says, this is exciting. And they kind of leave it that night. And then it's the next day that Kobe. Kobe starts going into everything they need to do for said wedding.
A knock door, and the women prepare food for them. And they're like, what if we just made American food? And I'm like, these fuckers would make hot dogs and hamburgers.
Oh, you they know would. They would. They would. They would. They have to do a dowry, and they have to go and knock and say, we are interested in marrying your daughter. And so now Lisa does say, and I think this is, you know, she says, I get its traditions, but nothing about this feels right to me. I think that's fair for her to say as a woman.
It's a very American perspective, too, because, y'all, I agree. It's also, but it's just, even though this culture has a very different role for men and women.
And, it is, yeah.
And so I understand why she would have those views. I think I would just remember that you're going back to live in America and just have a seat.
I don't think she'll bring it up.
I don't think they will.
I don't think she. I would not bring it up, but I would feel, honestly, I would feel really gross doing it because it's just something. But it's not to put a judge. That's not about a judgment on their culture. It's about me. This doesn't fit in with my culture. But I would do it and just eat my words.
Yeah.
And not say a word. Because you're right. Because I get to go back and live where I want to
right.
live.
And just have a little respect for something that's way outside your own understanding and something that's a lot older mm-hmm. than, yeah, I think I would just say, you know what? We can do this for a little bit. So you can say yes, my daughter is worth several cows, several sheep.
Yes, because yeah. are women not considered equals in this culture? And then that is not fair to women. Possibly, you're not there to solve that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're there just to go to the wedding. Yeah,
And they're like, it's a small wedding, 100 people, and they go, there wasn't 100 people at our wedding. At our wedding.
When they said 100 people, that wedding. Did you see Emily's face though? Like,
I don't remember their wedding.
Oh, it was bad. It was like in a hall, like a rental hall. It was bad.
We've had really pretty 90 Day Fiancé weddings of late. So
I still say Robin Sophie's was lovely.
It was so gorgeous. Nothing else is.
Oh boy, y'all, we'll be talking about let's just end this, but they're going to have to cook all this food. This is kind of amazing that they've been married for how long now? 2 years?
Uh-huh.
She doesn't know how to make anything Cameroonian.
It does seem like I'm not saying this to defend her. I don't think Emily cooks, period. I think her mom does.
That's a good point.
So I do feel like that. But it does feel like with last week, too, with Emily being so surprised.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an act, but it does seem like she hasn't Googled a lot about Cameroonian culture.
Well, it seems like she hasn't really put in any effort. No, I was going to say it just shows a lack of curiosity about his culture and about her children's culture.
Mm-hmm.
Who are also half Cameroonian,
mm-hmm.
and maybe this is for the show, maybe this is not real, but mm-hmm. it does feel a little bit. I don't know how to make anything Cameroonian,
yeah.
And I think, I mean, it might have been nice to just you can Google what is Cameroonian food like,
mm-hmm.
and y'all, the internet has all kinds of shit in it.
Oh. I'm sure there's Cameroon cooking book. Let's see.
Cameroon cookbook.
There is Taste of the World.
Cameroon cooking.
There's a book called Cameroon Concoctions.
The Cameroon Kitchen. Welcome to the Cameroon Kitchen.
Oh, there's a book called Esther's Cookbook, Cameroon Cuisine.
But I'm just saying, you know, maybe for a special, like,
it's out of print.
Like for people I've dated, I've went out of my way to, especially the guy I'm seeing now is from Jordan. And I've gone out of my way to make things that he's talked about, that he grew up with. And because I kind of care.
Well, you didn't want him to see that charge that you put on his credit card too?
Well, that too. Yeah.
Cause yeah. Yeah. You do it cause you love him. So
I didn't say that.
Wow.
Don't put words in my mouth.
It's been a year.
Just put a dick in my mouth.
Wow.
Y'all, that's the show we will be covering in Boston. We will be covering Rob the Knob and Sophie,
mm-hmm.
as well as Literalmente. Ashley and Manuel, who had a banger of an episode.
I decided to. They're kind of like Emily and Kobe to me. I love them.
You're not a fail.
He, now that he's getting comfortable, he is really funny, too. They're both really funny.
I liked him. I thought he was kind of a grump and a dick. I think he has a great sense of humor. I think he's gonna be one of the funnier 90 Day Fiancé guys.
As soon as
he learns English, Pillow Talk is gonna pillow come calling. Talk
will go, and they will be hilarious because they're both so funny.
Yeah.
I'm
fully invested in them and hope that they're on another season as well.
Because y'all, we're going to talk about his spiritual bath and the raccoons, as well as Rob's honeydew list for Sophie.
Woo! Get the fuck ready.
Oh, could he be any worse? Every single time I'm like, oh God, could it get worse?
And it always does. Now, if you want to hear the rest of this episode, you're going to have to be in the Crystal Ballroom on April 3rd in Boston, because that's where we're going to be doing our first live show to kick off the If You Can Dream It tour. So go to our link tree and we will love to see you there again. Charlotte, Los Angeles, Philly, Atlanta, Denver, and Vegas. We are told we'll be booked and we are waiting on that. So we will let y'all know when they're available. That's it. What are we going to do now? Oh, yeah. We're going to say, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've got a favorite recipe from the Cameroon kitchen, Cameroon concoctions, here you go. Let me know, call us Cameroon.
Cameroon.